Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Whenever you are suffering or in pain or having a tough time in your life, probably one of the best ways to make yourself feel better
drinking.
Is to hear about someone else who has even worse problems than you.
That too, yeah.
No, it's horrible, Tom. It's not horrible at all.
Oh, my.
You can't control whether these people are suffering, so at least hearing about it makes you feel like maybe your situation isn't quite so bad after all.
Well, when you feel bad about yourself, for your life, and then you look at someone who doesn't have what you have,
yeah,
then it makes you feel appreciative.
Right.
I don't have to hear the story. I can just see them living in poverty on the streets, walking around with no clothes on.
I have some of the stories. I'm not sure where you're watching, but if it's downtown Greenville, we need to work on that really soon.
Yeah.
But I found some of these stories that I think might lift even the most frustrated and difficult situation for a person, might boost them up. Obviously, there's, you know, some people are in really tough spots. I can't fix everything. But for those of us dealing with day-to-day troubles, this might boost you up a little. One person wrote in and said, today my dad decided to clean my car for me and accidentally threw away my $520 income tax refund check.
Oof. Well,
that'd be annoying, but you can probably get it replaced.
You can, because I had a dog eat one time, and they replaced it.
Dogs really do that.
Oh, she did.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's his fault, though, for not filing electronically. You can get it back faster.
No, I don't understand that.
Yeah.
You know, actually, I agree with you. I'm surprised that you guys aren't the ones who demand a paper check, because you guys are kind of anti-electronics.
That is not true.
Just because we are Samsung-like Android people.
Yeah.
And that you don't buy apps ever.
You know, I feel like I'm being harassed. I'm writing a letter to our HR director.
Okay. let me give you my pencil.
They made fun of me because I don't have an iPhone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another person said, today was my birthday and I've been hinting that I would like an iPhone. I opened my present from my parents and an iPhone box was inside. Ecstatic, I quickly opened, and apparently my parents thought it would be funny to wrap my present, a $10 iTunes gift card, in the box my dad's iPhone came in.
Oh. Kato, he's still rubbing it in. He could have used like an Android phone.
All right. Another person says, today I felt lousy and decided to give myself a pep talk in the mirror. After a little while, I cheered up and went about my day, but I soon found out that my sister had recorded me through the crack in the door and posted the video on Facebook.
Oh,
I'm humiliated now.
Mm.
That would suck. A video of you. You're good enough. You can do it. Believe in people like me.
That's better than what I've done to mirrors.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I practiced kissing when I was younger.
Practicing kissing, and someone gets out.
Yeah, I'd rather have people just looking at me going, you can do it.
Yeah. The mirror wants to file for HR.
Yeah, harassment. Okay. Today I received a phone call from my old boss asking me why I wasn't at work. I said, because you fired me yesterday. He didn't say anything and just hung up.
What?
That's pretty bad if your boss didn't remember firing you the day before and doesn't say anything about it when they call to ask why you're
weird.
Not there.
Yeah.
I had a boss kind of like that. She would fire me and then call me the next week and say, never mind, we've got more money, come on back in. And then I got fired again. And then she tried to rehire me again, same thing. And I was like, I cannot deal with this emotional trauma.
You're like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Maybe it was ADHD or something like that, and they were off their meds.
I don't know.
And they forgot.
I think it was that they kept running out of money.
I mean, I guess, but I'm like, I am not a yo-yo, ma'am. You can't yank me back and forth.
Oh. Walk the dog.
All right. One person wrote in and said, today I found out my husband's new income since he left his old job. He used to make $130,000 a year, and he left for a job that pays $47,000.
He's probably happier.
Maybe. Hope so.
Well, it doesn't have to work long hours and stuff. Mm-hmm. You have more time with the family.
It's not all about money.
It makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not all about money, but that's a $90,000 or $80,000 swing.
She needs to get her a job.
In this economy, it is kind of all about money.
Thank you. All right. The next two. These are the last two. This one is, today my sister came to stay with me in an apartment for the last few weeks of her difficult pregnancy. What she didn't mention is she was bringing her two dogs, her jerk of a husband, my bratty nephew, and an inflatable kiddie pool so she could have a natural water birth in my living room.
That's
in an apartment.
But it's also kind of weird that you would assume she'd just come by herself.
But her whole family, dog, and a water pool to have a water birth in the apartment without telling you?
Why was she going to the apartment in the first place? Were they like, well, I mean, didn't they have a house?
Well, she said she was having a difficult pregnancy, so she must have wanted her sister's support.
She didn't want to make a mess in her own house.
I reckon.
That too.
Yeah.
All right. And as bad as I thought that was, this simple short one was possibly the worst of all. Today, I found out there's a support page on Facebook for people who have been hurt by me.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's pretty wild.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, even I haven't found anything like that yet.
Well, not yet, but we need to get one started.
Let me go look at Kato's page. That's pretty bad whenever they've actually got enough people together to create a support group for the people you've hurt.
Well, it's got to be a lot of people, too. Like, two people ain't going to start that.
Well, that was my point. Yeah, and I think that the good thing about them, they have hope, is that they actually are bothered by it, at least.
Well, yeah.
Instead of laughing and chuckling about it or being proud of it.
But do they know what's caused it?
Well, if they join, they'll find out.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hawk was talking about this earlier on the show, not so much on the air, but in the studio.
Yeah.
And this is a topic we have discussed before because I am a part of a cancer study with Prisma Health downtown Greenville.
How's that?
Well, basically, I go in every year, I pee in a cup, and they're like, oh, you're still alive.
Oh, wow.
And then at some point, they may actually start looking at my pee and telling me stuff, but I have not been doing a good job at going in because it's just not really all that exciting.
You don't want to hear the bad news every time you go in?
No, I mean, I'd like to know early if I had cancer. But what they're doing is they're following like thousands of people to see, I guess, what percentage of people get what cancers.
Wow.
And I don't know if they identified me as a likely subject or how that worked out. My doctor probably nominated me.
And the easiest part is following you because you go nowhere.
Well, the hard part's getting me to come there because I have to go downtown to do it, and I've been really bad. I've missed my last appointment. So, but I one of the first things I learned in my first appointment with them, and it was a very interesting experience. They basically says anything that comes packaged in plastic or any sort of heavy packaging that crinkles when you open it is bad for you. Heavily processed foods are bad for you.
Pretty much everything we eat.
And that is the truth. So the website eatthis.com just put out a list of the 100 unhealthiest foods on the planet.
Oh, this is going to take a while.
No, I'm not going to do all 100 of them, but I am going to let you know the worst offenders. And this is kind of a curiosity. Maybe take this test yourself and see how many of the worst things there are in the world to eat did you eat last week?
Okay.
Because I'm guilty.
Let's take the test.
All right.
What did I have to eat last week?
Well, you don't have to remember. You just listen to these things and see if they jog your memory.
Gotcha.
All right. Did you have cake during the last week?
Yeah.
No. I did not have cake, but it is one of the 10 worst things for you.
Well, I mean, like Little Debbie snack cakes.
Those are even worse.
Okay, those little bitty Swiss rolls, stuff like that.
Those are cakes.
They come in a crinkle package. So, yes, I had some kind of cake.
So that's a double whammy. That's not better.
You're saying, like, when your grandma bakes that fancy, you know, cake that takes 2 hours, it's more healthier than the Little Debbie snack cakes?
But neither of them are good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both in that top 10.
What if your granny's named it Little Debbie? It's a Little Debbie snack cake, too. Really?
What?
Okay.
Have you eaten too much cake today?
Well, let's find out what's next on the list.
Ice cream.
Yeah. Oh, I had that last week.
I did, too.
Dairy Queen.
Uh-huh. Of course, as you can imagine, loaded with sugars and high-processed sugars, and it's just not good for you. Tastes great, though.
There are different levels of ice cream, though. Some, I think, are healthier than others because they're made with real products.
That's like
real
saying
milk.
Some bullets are healthier than others because they're not quite as big or as fast. But they're still bad.
Well, the ingredients in the bullet would be what kind of gunpowder is that? Is that like an organic gunpowder?
Well, that goes to show you just how even more little it makes a difference.
Maybe compare the bullet to a BB.
Oh, okay.
You know, the healthy ice cream is like a BB. It's still a bullet.
They don't say that. They think that it's more like a bullet.
I've had cake. I've had ice cream.
Donuts was next.
Had that too. Here we go.
I love donuts, but since I caught diabetes, I've had to cut back on a lot of this stuff.
I'm not even a donut fan for the most part, but if they're there, I'm going to eat them.
If they're hot now, eating the box.
With you, man. They're just melting your mouth.
Yeah. I eat so many.
It's the only ones I like.
I got a glazed look on my face.
Hawk, you always have a glazed
look
on your
face.
So the next one's where I got really bad for a while. I went through a short series of addiction with microwave popcorn.
Oh, okay.
Now, this was shortly after I caught diabetes, so it was one of the few things I could eat without it being on my no-no list. But apparently, it's on the all-time no-no list, whether you have diabetes or not.
Okay, that's one I have not had in the last week, but I've had it in the last month.
I haven't had it in the last week either. Like I said, I went through a short period. I don't know if I burned out super fast or what happened there, but I did not stick with it.
So far, I'm doing good on this list, though.
You're killing it, or it's killing you.
Yeah.
Cookies.
Yep.
Bad for you.
Had them this past week.
Okay.
All right. You just eat sweets every day?
I do.
Cake, cookies, ice cream?
Yeah, almost every day.
It's funny because we don't see you eat any of this in the studio.
No, you eat that power bar. It gets on my nerves.
Well, it's got sugar in it, though. It's got protein in it as well.
He's wanting you to die.
I wonder if I wasn't got those protein cookies. They got some protein cookies out there.
All right. Next up, I'm guilty, and that is fast food burgers.
Yep, I had that.
I had a Whataburger just the other day.
Had a Big Mac.
I ate it. I was like, what a burger.
I've never had one. I haven't had a burger
in a while. Big Macs, I've had those recently.
Yeah.
But boy, you know, when you want one, you get a hanker for one. They're just so good.
I'm craving one today.
It reminds me of Roberta Flack's song, Killing Me Softly, with the number one.
She is passed away.
Or the number two. All right. So next is French fries. Oh. Is that not? I mean, they're potatoes. Shouldn't they be a little good for us?
They're fried.
Apparently not, because they're going to make an appearance again, and there's only four left. Or three left, actually.
I wonder, like, the way you prepare it. Like, you got the curly fries.
That's
healthier. You got those crinkle fries.
Yeah, it's like that bullet thing again.
I think, though, those big, fat potato wedges that are technically fries would be healthier than a bunch of other fries, if you think about it, because they're not, you know, as fried.
What?
The big potato wedges.
I think you've had a little too much
stuff. Honestly, I'm trying to justify my bad eating.
That doesn't make any sense. All right, processed meats like bacon and hot dogs.
Oh, my God.
We've always known that. I mean, any of the high nitrates, and like most of your hot dogs would survive in the wild for several weeks without even getting harmed.
Well,
I could eat skins right now.
I just have that ham and bologna, so I'm good there.
You're actually not. That's exactly what they're talking about.
Oh, you just said bacon and hot dogs.
I said processed meats like bacon and hot dogs. I think a bologna is very similar to a hot dog.
Any deli meat, that's what I'm told.
If there's not an animal named after it, like the bologna, you know, animal, that's a problem.
Okay.
Like, what kind of animal did that come from? Several. That's the scraps.
The last two... We were going to get a repeat on potatoes in the form of potato chips. It was the worst thing for you. And the second worst thing for you is white bread.
Mm,
now, thankfully, they didn't mention wheat bread. So at least it's not in the top 10.
I think I did pretty good on this list.
In what way?
I don't eat a lot of sweets. I don't eat fast food often.
Uh-huh.
I'm eating turkey bacon this morning.
Yeah, okay. What do you eat at home, though? Like, that's where I fall into the trap.
I had chili last night.
Oh, that sounds tasty.
But you know what? Something that they didn't have, like, alcohol on the list.
Oh,
like,
I had a bottle of champagne, too.
Okay. Was that your dinner?
No, it was breakfast. Chili for dinner.
Chili and the champagne. Let's celebrate this chili, y'all.
My stomach is turning.
Bubbles all over the place.
Well, surprisingly, granola is not that great either.
Oh, wow.
Ketchup, barbecue sauce, frozen dinners, and coffee creamer also made it into the top 100 bad-for-you things. I don't know what they left to eat, but I think it's going to be quinoa and salad.
Probably so, but you see those grannies out there that say, you know, that's 92, and they say, what do you eat every day? And it's bacon and liquor or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it depends on the person's body, I think.
Well, I've always said that, you know, you get the birth on your gravestone, you get the death on your gravestone, but what really matters is that dash in between.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it needs to be a certain length long. But once you get to a certain length, a couple of years one way or the other may not be worth the trade-offs.
I'm putting two dashes on mine.
That's not a bad idea.
Because I'm missing parts of that dash over the years.
I can see why.
Yeah.
Well, what's that? Isn't there a service where you have dash?
It's DoorDash.
DoorDash, there you go. That's the dash you have between yours.
I want my dash to be like a hot dog dash.
There you go.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am curious to know what you guys would do. They said, if you could get away with it, would you punch a coworker in the face?
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. Ding.
Okay. If you could get away with it, you just go up, just cold cock a coworker right in the face.
Just one.
Okay. You got more than one?
Define get away with it.
Okay. I mean,
like, are you going to be, even though you don't go to jail, is everyone going to be like, oh my God, he punched that guy?
Yeah, let's just say that.
Well, I don't want to do it then.
Which coworker?
Now, if get away with it means there's no consequences at all, yes.
Okay. You know what? 51% of the people said no, they would not go just punch a coworker in the face. But 49% said, yes, we would love to go punch somebody right in the face.
The 49% want to punch the 51% in the face.
Yeah. I think that's what I was going to say, too.
Okay. But you think about the people you've worked with throughout your career, or maybe they're in the room right now. You know, you're in your cubicle right now, and you're looking over at that person.
Now, to be honest, I don't want to punch anyone in the face right now. Mm-hmm. It's not like I walk around going, oh, I can't wait to punch this person in the face. But I do know someone in the room that's more likely than others to make me feel that way sometimes. So if I could use it when I wanted it, but not, you know, I'm not just going to punch them while we're getting along, but there's times when you just...
Well, you're going to have those moments.
Can I save my punch, and does it collect over time, or do I lose it at the end of the year?
It's like our sick days.
I need to know this.
Yeah. Lose it.
You get five punches a year.
I could say probably years ago. I mean, there's times in my past.
Yeah.
But now I don't let coworkers get to me.
A little bit more laid back.
I don't care anymore. I've got to the I just don't care anymore phase. I'm having a good time in life, and I'm going to continue to have a good time. And if coworkers want to be miserable, let them.
Punching seems extreme, but there are some people who maybe deserve a
stab tire or
I was thinking a smack. Yeah,
like sometimes you talk to people and you're like, gosh, is that really what's going on in your brain?
Or maybe just poke them right in the head, you know, the forehead.
Just thump them.
Just thump that head.
Together.
I had a boss do that to me once. Oh, he poked me 3 times in the forehead while he was yelling at me.
Oh, my.
And I was thinking to myself, is he allowed to do that?
Yeah.
But I didn't say nothing.
Or maybe, you know what, another thing you could do is give a coworker a wedgie. Just go right up behind them, pull that underwear up in front of the copy machine, lift their legs off the ground.
I might not like what I see that comes out of there.
Could you imagine, though, being at a copy machine and someone just give you a wedgie?
Did I miss something? We took a turn that I wasn't on board for.
Well,
I just kept going straight.
Something that's a little bit less severe than a punch in the face.
Okay. Yeah, a wedgie is a little extreme.
Thump in the head, a wedgie.
Let me tell you, I've punched the wall before. It hurts my hand, so yeah. I'm sure punching a coworker will hurt, too.
You got to aim in between those two studs.
I didn't know
okay.
that.
Okay, what's the worst thing that you've secretly done to a coworker? They ask people about that.
Peeing in their coffee?
No, you've not done that.
No. I was thinking of what other people might have
said.
Well,
we've seen that in the news before. And you know what we did? Now, we did this, but we were like in college age. But we peed on a guy's door handle because he was just always annoying to everybody.
That's disgusting.
Okay.
I mean, what?
Don't,
so gross.
Don't you judge me.
I'm judging a lot right there.
Okay. Well, all right. I leave first.
I told you. If I grab that handle and my hand slips off,
that's
I'm never coming back.
That's why there's so much honking after we get off the air.
Yeah.
I mean, is that really punishment? Because if it dries, he'll never know it's there.
Well, he just, I know.
It's still punishment. It'd be better to do the turn around and do the other.
Oh, my Lord.
No, it's just on their car hood.
Can you see that video?
Okay. And we were young at the time. I would never do something like that now. But like you said, you know, you wish back in the day maybe.
What's changed your mind over the years?
Well, I think we're just kind of calm, and we want to calm down a little bit.
Oh.
But they say they've blamed their coworker for losing an account when it wasn't their fault. They've blamed them for mistakes on reports when it wasn't their fault. They have stopped up a toilet and blamed it on another coworker.
I didn't blame it on anybody. I just ran out of there.
Yeah.
If I blame it on someone else, it's not out of malice. It's just you were the closest person to blame. I didn't do it to be mean to you.
Lordy.
You know, I feel like I give out a lot of those Odyssey points that we have on our internet site.
Well, explain those. There's a lot of people may not have them.
And so basically, we get like 30 of these fake points to give out to our coworkers every month. And you can use those points to buy things like
koozies,
Odyssey branded koozies,
hats,
t-shirts, hats, and other worthless memorabilia.
Yes.
But every now and then you can enter into a contest to go to possibly Cancun or somewhere.
All right.
And so you can use up 100 of your points to have an entry. And so I will use all of mine on those in the hope that I might get to go to a Caribbean resort just once.
So why'd you bring us up?
Because I figure I give enough of those out to people that I could occasionally blame someone for something in the bathroom, and it makes it even, instead of making me a horrible person.
Balance, huh?
It's like a trade-off. It's like, yeah, you just put a little weight on this side, you're good.
You're at heaven's gate, St. Peter says, well, you did give them points.
I get credit for my Odyssey points?
Yeah, you better hope that St. Peter don't have a balance up there, too.
I don't know, man.
It out.
Depends on what he considers his Odyssey points to be worth.
I guess so, but apparently a lot of people want to punch somebody in the face at work, so you need to be careful while you're working today.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.